Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
Hello, Mansion House! Woo-hoo-hoo! All right, it's the final part of the show. It is the scintillating, stupefying, splendido, crappy quiz. Making a very rare public appearance. It's a very special question of sport / crappy quiz / Heineken Rugby Club edition. And tonight, allow me to welcome your teams. Our first team tonight is headed up by a man whose career was kind of like Samson from the Bible. He arrived on the scene with short hair and announced himself to the world. Then he grew his hair long and put highlights in it, and nobody could take him seriously. And then he cut it again and once again became a national treasure. It's Brian O'Driscoll! Joining Brian is a man who has terrorized many people in his career. Such people include Jay Wilkinson, Johnny W, and of course, Johnny Wilkinson. They say Johnny Sexton's greatest strength is that he never had to come up against this guy. It's left foot shoes, Serge Betson! And on Brian and Serge's team is tonight's lucky contestant. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Dave from Dublin.
Ah, Dave appears to be on the wrong team. That's okay, Dave. You can stay there. Your comment was earlier on the social wall, so we had it up. What was your quote? Was it a comment? Was it good?
The what?
Your comment earlier.
My comment?
It was your runners.
Ah, they're a lovely shoe.
Thanks very much, yeah. Jealousy gets you everywhere in this world. Right. Heading up the opposition team is a man whose career definitely has no relationship with Samson from the Bible. The main reason for this is that Samson was never one of the best hookers in world rugby, who could kick the ball like an out half and pass the ball like a centre. And Samson obviously also had long hair. It's the raging potato, Keith Woods! Joining Keith is a man who succeeded in the wake of adversity. He managed to carve out a life, a successful sporting career, and international fame despite the huge disadvantage of being ginger. He joins Paul O'Connell and Paul Scholes in the Redhead Hall of Fame. It's Wales legend Martin Williams. I would like to point out that I didn't write this script, that it's Owen Sheehan who has red hair, and so therefore he thinks it's okay to make these. Personally, I'm very offended by these, but he made one earlier, so we're okay. Our final contestant on Keith and Martin's team is our other contestant from the crowd. What's your name and where are you from?
Patrick, and I'm from Cavan.
Okay, so here's your story from the green chair.
When I was in university, starting out playing rugby, I was new to it and getting the gear and all the rest of it, and I was given a few weeks to prepare. Eventually, we went to line-up practice, but I wasn't fully prepared with the practice. So when it came to lining out and came to lifting up, one of my good friends in front of me got a better view and appreciation of me than I think he actually wanted. We appealed for somebody else to try the line-outs, but no, a good half an hour full session of practice was had, and a lot less dignity at the end of it.
Your arse was hanging out. Fair enough. All right, the winner tonight's going to win a pair of Champions Cup quarterfinal tickets for either Munster or Leinster, including an overnight stay. The runners-up prize is a rugby ball signed by tonight's guests. Tense music, please. Round one is the opposition captain's round. This round is pretty much as it says in the tin. You're going to be asked a question about the career of the captain on the opposing team. Answer the question correctly and you get 1 point. This question is for the lucky contestants we plucked from the crowd earlier, so no conferring allowed, no shouting from the crowd. It'll be useless because the contestants are wearing noise-cancelling headphones. We've thought of everything, finally. It's only taken us about 12 years. Question one for Brian's teammates. Keith Wood was one of just four Irish men on the 1997 Lions tour to South Africa. They were all forwards. We know the names of those guys. There were three Welsh forwards in the Lions squad. Name any of them.
Gonna go for Rhys Williams.
Ooh. Two Welsh sounding names, yeah. Put together. The only Williams there isn't, the Rhys Williams. Have you got any idea? Three Welshmen in the 97 Lions.
Di Young,
yeah.
Barry Williams.
Scott Quinnell. Did you think there's only two? You had two. You had all three. All right, okay. I'm not going to test your knowledge on that one. Question for the contestant from the crowd, Keith's teammate. Which Welshman partnered Brian in midfield for the first two tests in 2013, as in who started in the 12 shirt on both occasions?
Say it again.
Who started 12 in the two Lions tests in 2013?
Don't know, sorry.
Do you want to guess a Welsh name? This one is pretty, pretty Welsh. Come on.
Lee Halfpenny?
Oh, it's Jonathan Davis. So it's a stunning nil-all draw, I think. Give us the scores there, George Dawes.
I can confirm it is nil-nil.
Right. Adrian Barry looking good on the with his Madonna mic. Okay, so round two, home or away. In this round, Serge and Martin will get the chance to score points for their teams.
Yeah.
You're going to be given the opportunity to answer a home question or an away question. The kink here... A home question will be a rugby question to do with your own country. Fair enough. An away question will also be a question to do with your own country, but it won't be about rugby. Home or away? Would you like to go home or away?
I'll go.
Can you, there's no sound. Can you hear me? You can hear me, yeah?
Home.
Home, okay. In what year did France last beat Ireland in Dublin? Yeah.
Can we confer?
No conferring.
Yeah? No conferring. Hang on.
When did France last beat Ireland in Dublin? What year?
2004.
Oh. No. 2011.
Oh, 11, I thought.
Which seems like quite a long time ago. Right.
11.
So, a home or away question for you?
Yeah,
11.
Away.
Away. All he needs to do is go home to get off the mark, but he's brave. That's why the Welsh have won more Grand Slams than we have. The away question, which isn't that hard. Gareth Bale was Wales' top scorer at Euro 2016 with 3 goals, but who was their second top scorer with 2?
Aaron Ramsey.
Oh, it's Hal Robson-Kanu.
Oh.
What are the scores, Adrian Barry?
Well, Jar, after round two, Team Brian have no points and Team Keith also have no points.
Woohoo! Okay, so round three is where we make an absolute hames of this thing and probably end up having to get sued by various people who might be on stage at the moment. Round three is the skills challenge. Tonight's skills challenge is a game we're calling Blind Side Flanker. As you can see, we have 3 different size boxes to the left of the stage here. That's the right of the stage for you guys out there. The large box is worth a single point, the medium-sized box is worth 3 points, and the smallest box is worth a whopping 5 points. You're going to be given 5 attempts to throw a rugby ball into one of the boxes. You're going to be wearing a blindfold, hence Blindside Flanker. First up, Serge Betson. Maybe don't put the blindfold on until we actually get to it. Okay. Five attempts to throw a rugby ball. We've got about like...
Hang on.
Trico's giving tactics here.
JP is there to catch Serge.
Stop.
Should he fall?
Stop.
Keith Wood is Stop interfering
it.
With play.
Stop it.
He's going to get deducted
here
points.
Here we go, Serge Benson.
Oh, it just misses.
No points. Try not to step forward.
Don't step forward.
Whatever
you do, don't teeter on the brink.
Very helpful.
Don't step forward. Okay, Serge.
He is trying to cheat here in typical French fashion.
Well, oh, just wide.
No, that's not right again.
It's just leaking out right. Okay, attempt number 3.
Attempt number 3, no points so far.
Oh, he's got left. Oh, cheating from Nugget. That's unbelievable.
That was Nugget.
Classless behavior by the team without any hair.
Okay, attempt number 4, here we go. No points so far. He's going to step off the edge.
He's not. He's
not advisable.
Come on, Serge.
All right.
Come on, Betson. What is he channeling? Some higher power. He's having another look.
A cheeky peek.
Here we go. Oh, yeah! 3 points! Serge Betson, he's in the ground. Oh, he's off the stage. He's back on it. It's an amazing piece of skill from Serge Betson. Ladies and gentlemen, 3 points. We're off the board. We thought we might be here forever, locked in an eternal tussle of nil-all draws. But no. To put the tin hat on it.
Go 5 and really do a job with them.
Who knew the French were good with their hands?
Holy moly! Heat him up! 6 points! I don't think we're ever going to see a performance as great as this in the history of Irish sport again.
Give him the prize.
I mean, that's unbelievable. Has he got another ball left? No, that's it. That was
that's
him.
That's it. Six points.
Okay, 6 points.
This was a really good radio, by the way.
It's fantastic. Hey, man, I'm commentating my little heart out here. Don't worry about it.
I'm usually blindfolded on this time on a Friday anyway.
Hey. Let's just draw the screen by love of that one. I mean, whatever you do in the privacy of your own home is up to you.
Are we right?
Yeah, we're good to go. Okay.
Oh, he's left-handed.
Why are you going lefty?
Never knew this. Oh!
Close.
I'm so sorry. Give me some advice, Woody.
Just wise. Yeah. This is where you've got to, you know, re-emerge as a coach. Oh! He's hit the crossbar of the 3 points. Got to get off the mark here, though. If he's going to win it, got to get off the mark. Oh! Just left again.
You gotta go five.
Keith Ward is fighting back. Two left. Of both Brian O'Driscoll and Sir
Betson.
Two balls
to go. No points.
Betson's getting his revenge. Oh! He's missed it. There's definitely going to be a lead.
One more.
Is it going to be a 5-point lead?
What's the score?
The score's 6-0. You've got nil. Oh! It's all gone. We got a one. Quick rapid fire round.
Fair play.
We're nearly certain we've got a winner.
Two threes.
Right. That was tougher than it looked.
That was, mate.
There you go. Let's hope the Welsh are shit tomorrow. Okay, so our final round is the rapid fire round. You can confer for this. You've got 30 seconds, and your 30 seconds will start as soon as the timer arrives.
Let's hit
the timer.
30 seconds of questions.
Yes. Who is Ireland's starting tight head prop tomorrow?
Andrew Porter.
Correct. Teddy Thomas plays for what French club?
Racing.
Correct. Who won the Champions Cup last season?
Saracens.
Which English club plays at the Rec?
Bath.
When did France last win the Grand Slam?
12.
2010. Which country won the 2007 Rugby World Cup?
South Africa.
Who scored more total points in the Six Nations, Johnny Sexton or
Johnny
Owen Farrell?
Johnny Sexton.
Sexton's correct. Name the All Blacks head coach.
Steve Hansen.
I've started to all finish. When did Ireland last win the Six Nations?
2015.
Correct! Oh, look at this team. Look at them. They're beaten, man. They're beaten. They know this is over.
Fickle.
Are they going to even show up for the second half? What's the point of this?
He needs to get out more. Fickle needs to get out more.
It's pretty good. I mean, Jeez. This is now an irrelevancy. You can get all these questions right and you can't even make it up. But, like, I mean, I don't like pointing out scapegoats, but this guy over here.
In this instance, I think it's very important that we pick on the Welsh guy. I would like Martin Williams to answer all these questions. Go, Martin, come on, you'd love being here. I won't.
I've got a life outside of rugby, which Strickle obviously has.
I mean, that's also a fair point. So we were going to be nice to our guests tonight. All three of you can answer these. Your 30 seconds starts now. When did Wales last win the Six Nations?
2013.
Correct. Name the Australian rugby head coach.
Michael Chagger.
Correct. Who scored more total points in the Six Nations, Wilkinson or O'Gara?
O'Gara.
O'Gara's correct. Which country won the 1999 Rugby World Cup?
Australia.
Correct. Which English club play at King's Home?
Gloucester.
Who knocked Leinster out of the Champions Cup last season?
Claremont.
Josh Navidi plays for what Welsh club?
Cardiff Blues.
Correct. Who's Ireland starting number 13 tomorrow?
Chris Farrell.
Correct. Who's won more Grand Slams, England or Wales?
England.
Correct. They're all right. That's amazing. But still not good enough, right? What are the scores, George Dawes?
The scores on the doors are Team Keith have 9 points, but Team Brian have 14 points.
Woohoo! Good man, Team Brian. You've won a pair of Champions Cup quarterfinal tickets for either Munster or Leinster, including an overnight stay. And you guys get a signed ball from everybody who's on the stage tonight. My special thanks to everybody involved tonight. Martin Williams and Serge Betson. Our beautiful co-hosts, Brian O'Driscoll and Keith Woods. Our scorekeeper, Keith Adrian Barry. Producer, JP. Thanks, of course, to Heineken Rugby Club. Check out heinekenrugbyclub.com for getting on board and helping to make tonight happen. And most importantly, thank you. Give yourselves a big round of applause. You big rides. Splunk is up next. Good night.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.